Hello, world, from Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. On GLT, welcome to Radio Munson. Buddy Rich and his band. In a mellow tone to kick off another Radio Months in 1986 in Germany, as part of a European tour for which Buddy had beefed up his band with 7 brass instruments and 5 saxophones. Bobby Shue's trumpet did a lot of solo work there, and of course, nobody sounded better driving a band as a drummer than did Buddy Rich. By 1986, Buddy, I think, was 69, maybe 70 years old. And still touring, still being innovative with his music, and still giving the young up-and-comers a place to play and really swing in a mellow tone. Well, maybe not so mellow. Kicking off Radio Munson from Dove Mountain just outside of Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up the mountain, and our Radio Munson West studios. Glad you're with us this evening, wherever you are. I don't know what the weather is. It's great here, and I know it's been a rainy week and more rain in the forecast for central Illinois. Maybe you're somewhere other than either of these two places. But I'm telling you, any day that you can listen to music like this is a pretty good day.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morn until night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morn until night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing. And you know you've got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing. You know you've got to ride away, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. Take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night, 'cause it's a good day.
Mavis Rivers, the best Samoan-born singer ever to reach these shores. In her case, via New Zealand. Mavis Rivers. On GLT, you know, Peggy Lee wrote that song. And Mavis Rivers does it much justice. Her kid, Matt Kattengoob, who plays all the reed instruments, played clarinet there. And that was Howard Alden on guitar. And Alan Broadbent was a guy playing piano for Mavis Rivers. Here on Radio Munson, here's something Leon Redbone did from his, I think it was an album titled Whistling in the Dark. And it was a 1994 album with John Eli playing steel guitar.
I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. All day through, I'm pining just for you. I did wrong when I let you go away, but now I grieve about you night and day. I'm unhappy and dissatisfied, but I'd be happy if I had you by my side. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, be anything but blue. If I could be with you. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, be anything but blue. If I could be with you, oh, if I could be with you.
Leon Redbone. Boy, people didn't know what to make of Leon Redbone when he showed up in the 1960s, when his music was so counter to everything that was popular, and he was associating himself with many of the popular groups. He'd open for some of them, and he'd come out with this young audience. And here's this guy with dark, dark glasses, wearing a Panama hat, carrying his guitar. He'd sit on a stool, and he would sing these old, old songs. And he wouldn't spoof them. He wouldn't treat them as if they were sort of a campy sort of thing, a retro thing. I mean, he sang them the way they should be sung. And Leon Redbone has persevered over the years. I was wrong about the title of his album. It's called Whistling in the Wind. And it came out, I think, about 10 years ago. Here on Radio Munson, let's do a little traditional jazz. If we're going to do some trad jazz tonight, we need to go down to New Orleans for that. And the trumpet of Al Hurt. Thank you. That's some trumpet. That was Al Hurt and some New Orleans guys. I don't think it was Pete Fountain playing clarinet, although the disc is unattributed, except for Jumbo himself, Al Hurt. He had his own band, had his own place, of course, as did Pete Fountain. Any other town, Al Hurt would have owned it, but he had to share it with Pete Fountain back in the day. Charlie Barnett was a band leader in the 1930s and 40s who played wonderful alto saxophone. And he's going to do that with his band, with the old song called Smiles, coming up in a few minutes. This is Natalie Cole.
First you say you do, and then you don't. And when you say you will, that's when you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you say you'll play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you leave me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
I don't know if you've noticed, but it's fundraising time here at GLT. As a matter of fact, I'm sort of hoping that maybe you haven't noticed it yet. Because instead of taking 20 minutes out of every hour to ask and ask and ask for your financial support, we're only taking 30 seconds out of this station break here. We're using this time to remind you that the Radio Munson Show and everything else, for that matter, the GLT provides is entirely dependent on listeners' financial support. You know that, right? You can help pay for the news you can trust and the quality entertainment you enjoy. Let us know that we don't have to take time away from the GLT and NPR programs you depend on in order to remind you to contribute. Do it now. Go to WGLT.org. We'll be right back. handful of smiles from Charlie Barnett, the alto saxophonist in his great band of the 1930s and 40s. That song is 100 years old. A guy by the name of Lee Roberts went to a music dealers convention. And by music dealers, it was implied that these are the dealers who sold sheet music at the time, because so much of the music was produced in the home, and you needed sheet music in order to do that. And one of the speakers at the conference emphasized that a smile gets you a long way when you're dealing with a customer. So smiles was sort of the idea, and he wrote the song to go around it. Charlie Barnett's band did it. Charlie had, as I said, a wonderful band, and he gave some musicians their start in the music biz. One was a singer. Her name was Kay Starr, or at least her recording name was Kay Starr, and here she is with the alto saxophone in the band of Charlie Barnett. Kay Starr, in her younger years, singing with Charlie Barnett's band, the band that gave her her break, and she's done all right since then. She's 95 years old today and still gets out and sings before an audience every once in a while. It's Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, this evening. I know it's likely pretty wet where you are, especially if you're in central Illinois. But it's actually wetter than they'd like it to be. Well, maybe that's overstating it a little bit. But it's wet enough to cause concern here in the high Sonoran Desert of southern Arizona, where they have not had record rainfalls this winter. But it's rained more than usual. And as a result, in the low-lying areas of the desert around here, more grass is growing than usual. And now the fear is that when it begins to dry out, as it inevitably will, it already is, that extra grass will feed more forest fires. And they're always concerned about those. That seems like a sort of a quaint concern if it's been raining on you or it's been cloudy every day almost here in recent weeks, as is the case in central Illinois. But we all know that just like Billy Eckstein, you just have to cope, or at least try to.
Don't know why.
up in the sky. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and spattering, driving me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. On raining all the time.
That's Billy Eckstine with Billy Mays Band, and a song that Harold Arlen wrote back in 1933. Ted Kohler provided the lyrics. Harold Arlen really doubted that he had the ability to write a blues song, but he proved himself wrong with that one. And Harold Arlen was one of the most prolific songwriters in the entire jazz age. Here's a guy that played piano blues, boogie woogie blues, most specifically, a Chicagoan. His name was Meade Lewis. His nickname was Lux, L-U-X. Meade Lux Lewis played great boogie-woogie, one of the two or three best boogie-woogie pianists ever. His life was cut short in his early 50s by a traffic accident he was involved in Minneapolis. But in that short time, the song that he was asked to repeat and repeat and repeat was one he recorded as part of Norman Grand's series called Jazz at the Philharmonic. It's called the Honky Tonk Train Blues, Meade Lux Lewis.
Thank you.
She's pulling into the station, the honky-tonk train blues, Mead Lux Lewis, at a Jazz at the Philharmonic concert. Those are great concerts that Norman Granz put on with the best jazz musicians in the world throughout the United States through several decades. I'm Don Munson. You reach me at don@wglt.org. And you know I love to hear from you. We have a Radio Munson Facebook page, too, by the way. Here's a guy by the name of Joe DeReese, a hip singer, who sang with a group called the Snowflakes and the pianist Claude Thornhill in his band.
Johnson rag,
hoy hoy,
there goes a lady shag,
ho ho,
it really isn't a gag,
hip hip,
there goes a Johnson rag,
jump jump,
don't let your left foot drag,
jeep jeep,
it's like a game of tag,
juke juke,
it's even good for a stag,
jump jump,
and do the Johnson rag.
If you're feeling in the groove, sends you out of this world, funny how it makes you move. Don't be a mope, zig zig.
Then add a zig zig sag.
Zoop zoop.
Just let your shoulders wag.
Zoom.
And now it's right in the bag.
Get hip.
Get happy with the Johnson rag.
New to this whole public radio thing, listen up for a minute. The reliable news and the quality entertainment you find on GLT and NPR depends on financial support from listeners like you. You've heard how public radio recommends you help pay for this service. Then it encourages you. Then it harangues you. Then it begs you. Well, you get the idea. But tonight, I'm putting all of my begs in one ask it.
I've been a roaming Romeo, my Juliets have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire, is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you, and I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account, honey, and I've decided that love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Fred Astaire. I don't know, Fred. There are a lot of eggs out there this Easter week. You might want to secure a backup basket just in case. Oscar Peterson playing piano for Astaire. That was Charlie Shavers with the muted trumpet, and Flip Phillips playing tenor sax, and Barney Kessel on guitar. Irving Berlin wrote that song. I was looking at the hit parade from 1956 for reasons that I don't exactly remember right now, but this happened since last Thursday. And I was thinking about having lived through the shift from that middle-of-the-roadish stuff in the early 1950s to good old rock and roll. I mean, I know rock and roll had been around a little bit before 1956, but 1956 is when it really broke through on the radios, which is where a lot of people developed their musical tastes. In 1956, of the top 10 songs in America, three of them were by Elvis, and they were his first three hits, or big hits, Heartbreak Hotel, and then the double-sided 45, Don't Be Cruel on one side, and Hound Dog on the other side. And the Platters were there with My Prayer, and the Rock and Roll Waltz by K-Star, who was trying to become a rock and roll singer. And the Platters had another one. Pat Boone had a hit song called I Almost Lost My Mind. Things were changing, but we were still clinging to previous tastes as well. Tastes that I argue remain valid today. Maybe not all of the songs. There was an instrumental by Les Baxter in the orchestra called The Poor People of Paris. Remember that one? That was one of the top 10 songs of 1956 as well. And a piano thing called Moon Glow. It was actually a medley of Moon Glow and the theme from Picnic by Morris Stoloff. And the number three song all year, behind a couple of Elvis Presley songs, was an instrumental that Nelson Riddle had with his orchestra. It was an arrangement he did of a European song called Lisbon Antigua.
Thank you.
Nelson Riddle's orchestra, and the third most popular song of all of 1956, the year that Elvis dominated the charts, Lisbon, Antigua. Nelson Riddle started recording with Sinatra, I think about that same year. They did an album together called Songs for Swingin' Lovers on the Capitol label. I believe that was 1956. And all of a sudden, Nelson Riddle, the arranger, was very much in demand by singers everywhere, particularly in the Capitol music realm. And so by 10 years later, in 1966, Riddle was in demand as a performer, and it was expensive to take that big orchestra of his wherever he went. But that he did, to England, for a TV special on the BBC featuring the great British singer Matt Monro. And Matt Monro asked Nelson Riddle, said, "You've done arrangements for a lot of people. This isn't an album. This is just a concert. But how about doing an arrangement for me?" So Nelson Riddle took pen to paper, and using the same people, that was Stan Reitman, by the way, playing piano on Lisbon, Antigua, and Harry Sweets Edison with the muted trumpet, always on Nelson Riddle recordings, and George Roberts playing his bass trombone. He put all of those guys to work in Nelson Riddle's arrangement for Matt Monro of George Gershwin's Strike Up the Band.
Let the drums roll out, let the trumpets call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, zing, 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 calling one and all to that happy swing, strike up the band. And we'll all give a cheer as we stand to the man with the stick in his hand. He's the man who's command of the band, makes the band. And you can't go wrong with a happy song. Hey leader, strike up the band.
Possibly do that just once more? Once more.
Hey, leader, strike up, let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up that band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to that happy swing, strike up the band. Here at the stand, to the man with the stick in his hand. He's the man who's come out of the band, makes the band. And you can't go wrong with a happy song. Hey, little striker,
Monroe with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra on Radio Munson.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight.
With Artie Shaw's band here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening, and you're just in time to hear that French sensation Maurice Chevalier and a song from 1929.
Wonderful, oh, it's wonderful to be in love with you. Beautiful, you're so beautiful, you haunt me all day. Every little breeze seems to whisper with, birds in the trees seem to twitter with, each little rose tells me it knows I love you, every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start, each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me? Louise.
The one and only Maurice Chevalier introduced that song in 1929 in a sound motion picture, Innocence of Paris. And we play it on Radio Munson on WGLT Normal.